trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Commando the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. It's a great privilege to be alive this morning, even to be among the witnesses of another weekend in the month of April, because God has kept you alive by His mercy and grace. The scripture says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Wherever you are right now, I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to praise the Lord right now. Give Him that shout of praise. Give Him praise for all He has done for you. Appreciate Him for what He's ready to do for you this weekend. For He is worthy of your praise. Worship His majesty. Bless His holy name. He's worthy. As we command the day this morning, I'd like you to worship Him from the depth of your heart. Just raise that song you love to appreciate God with and begin to praise Him right now. Continue to sing that melodious song to Him. He's worthy of your praise. He has done so much for you that you could not see, even more than the ones you could see. Yes, if you can think, you will know how to appreciate God. Appreciate Him right now. Bless His holy name. Enter His gate with your thanksgiving. Let your voice be recognized in His holy sanctuary. Let Him know that you are the one praising Him. Join the heavenly host to worship Him. Join the heavenly host to praise His holy name. Thank Him for all He has done for you. And thank Him for that which He said to do this weekend for you. And you will glorify His name more and more. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now the scripture we are in the commanding day this morning is Psalm 86, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 86, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Bow down thy ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusted in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Now you are going to lift your voice and pray these three powerful prayer points. And we are going to observe them simultaneously before I pray for you this morning. Because this weekend is your weekend. Today is your day. My God will do marvelous things in your life that you will celebrate very soon in the name of Jesus. Now you are going to lift your voice and say, my Father and my God, bow down your ear unto me, O Lord, and hear my prayer today. Let my case attract your divine attention today, and let there be a divine turnaround for me in the name of Jesus. I am poor and needy. Lord Jesus, in your miraculous way, according to your riches in glory, supply my needs in the name of Jesus. Yes, you have a need. Every man on earth have a need. Whether you are poor or you are rich, whether you are wealthy or not, you always have a need. Even the rich cry. Even the rich have needs. Yes, no man's an island of himself. There's always a need. Even those who are rich, there are some that have some certain situations that they cannot share with people. That's a need. Tell it to your Heavenly Father now. My Father, my God, let my case attract divine attention now. I have a need in my life. Mention that need and begin to tell Him, Father, do this for me and I will glorify your name. Father, do this for me and I will return with testimony. Father, this weekend, settle this matter for me and I will glorify your name. settle this case for me, and I will bless your name. Continue to mention that need to God. Yes, continue to tell God, He's a miracle working God, He's a prayer answering God, He will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. As well, tell Him that, Lord my God, as I go out today, preserve my soul. Yes, preserve me and my entire soul. Protect us from all evils and dangers. Protect us from every perils and dangers. Do not allow us to fall victim of any evil circumstances. Save us because we put our trust in you. Save us from all evils in the name of Jesus. Your word says that redeem the day, for it is full of evil. We redeem the day right now from every evil daring, and we declare that the goodness and mercy of God will be our portion in the name of Jesus. Lastly, pray that, Lord, let me obtain your mercy and grace today. Let your favor locate me today everywhere I go in the name of Jesus. According to that standard 3 that says, be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Cry unto Heavenly Father and say, Lord, my God, everywhere I go today, let your mercy, your grace, and favor locate me there. Let everything I do be fruitful. Let everything I lay my hands on to prosper in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy locate me over my job, over my career. Let your favor and grace find expression there in the name of Jesus. Let everything I do be fruitful. Let it be prosperous in the name of Jesus. Let the works of my hand be done excellently, so that we attract more favor, more blessing, more breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Even the scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 that I have seen under heaven, yes, I returned under the sun, and I noticed that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, and that yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, even not yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happening to them all. And that time and chance is the mercy, the grace, and favor of God. Tell it to God right now. Father, let your mercy, let your favor, let your grace find expression in all I do today. As I engage in the task of today, as I go about to do my business, my career, my studies, in all areas of my endeavors, let your mercy, grace, and favor locate me there. In the name of Jesus, as I embark on the activities of this new day, open my eyes to new opportunities. Expose me to opportunities available in this weekend, and help me to maximize it. In the name of Jesus, by your mercy, by your grace, by your favor, deposit into my heart new ideas that will transform my life, that will transform my business, that will transform my career, that will enlarge my coast. In the name of Jesus, give me the life-transforming information that my life needs this weekend, that will launch me into my long-awaiting miracle, that will launch me into my unending wealth, that will put an end instantly to every hardship, frustration, ridicule, reproach, and shame my life is going through. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. For in Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Our God is a prayer-answering God. He's reliable and dependable. He's the God of signs and wonders. This same unfailing God, the maker of heaven and earth, will do wonders in your life as you go out today in the name of Jesus. I prophetically declare to you, your time, your season of signs and wonders has come. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In all your endeavors today, as you go out this weekend, as you go out and come in, and you come in, I declare that this same God will do wonders in your life, even in all areas where you least expected and expect, in the name of Jesus. I declare to you that today is your day of divine visitation for a change of story in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a change from defeat to victory in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a change from limitation to no limit. It's going to be a change from sorrow to joy. It's going to be a change from stagnation, from delay to moving forward. It's going to be a change from poverty to riches. It's going to be a change from famine, lack, want to abundance. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's going to be a change from frustration and hardship to comfort. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be a change from shame and reproach to glory and celebration. In the name of Jesus. In all your ways today, this weekend, my God will show you a token for good, and all your enemies shall be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. In all aspects of life, you will experience the wonders of God. In the name of Jesus. All your periods of waiting patiently for God by faith will be compensated this weekend. In the name of Jesus. I command the day with the angels of God to bring you into the goodness, to the blessings, to the favor, grace of God. In the name of Jesus today, the evil plans the enemies have against you is rendered futile. In the name of Jesus, I declare all the roads you will not but go through today, in the air or water or wherever you are going to move from one place to the other, I declare everything sanctified. In the name of Jesus, all the vehicles you will bought today or drive by yourself, I declare them sanctified in the name of Jesus. No evil will happen to you and your household in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your life that door of blessings the enemies have shut against you, I command it to be opened now in the name of Jesus. Go in there and possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of your life that requires divine intervention urgently, my God will visit your case in that area today in the name of Jesus. The Lord will increase you on every side and you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. I declare today as your day of signs and wonders, is your day of signs and wonders over your career, over your business, over your job, over your workplace, over your health, over your family, and in all areas of your life. In the name of Jesus, at the end of today, you will return home with singing and dancing and with evidence of the goodness of God in your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' miracle working name, we have prayed. Amen. Just in a moment before the end of this podcast, I'd like to remind you that only Jesus can save. I mean, only Him has the everlasting solution to all life challenges. Therefore, I recommend Him to you this morning. Surrender your life to Him. Run to Him. Bring your case to Him. There's no impossible case with God. For with God, all things are possible. Surrender your life to Him now. He's ready to save you. And your life will be transformed. God bless you.
Have a splendid weekend.
Jesus is Lord.